All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're watching Oilers Nation every day with Tyler Yaremchuk. Your one-stop shop for all things Oilers.
Today's edition of The Lead may contain coarse language. Viewer discretion is advised. Connor motherfucking Brown! Yay! Woo! Shout out to our boy Connor Brown.
It's like a 3D movie in here.
Ooh, 3D glasses on for today's episode of the show. This is going to be such a bitch to clean up.
Spy Kids 3D. Mm-hmm. When we all used to sit at home and you got your DVD out and they had blue and red glasses in them. Remember
it's
those?
It's just
days?
Like that. It's like just it. Like that. Connor Brown scored and the Edmonton Oilers walk away with a touchdown. And they made the extra point, a 7-2 victory. Welcome into Oilers Nation every day, live from the Sports Closet studio and live on the Oilers Nation YouTube, where Dacky is in and says, just a friendly reminder that Hunter in the chat said he would shave his head if Fogel scored. Shave that head. Hunter is also in the chat and said, get them Clippers out. There he is. Hunter, Tyler, get the Clippers. Hunter, as someone who once had to do something remarkably stupid because he made a dumb bet, don't do it. I'll give you the out.
I don't know why people
donate like $50 to the SPCA or something.
Whoever you want. Ben Stelter Foundation, perhaps.
Donate $50 to anyone. Someone says
on the Robin Brownleaf auction.
Includes tickets to an Oilers game. Head to nationgear.ca. Someone said Tyler looks like a tool wearing those glasses.
Who said that?
Oil fan. Some fan you are.
What? Don't we all look like Tool wearing the sunglasses?
What?
That's what he said, isn't it? Called you a tool.
Yeah, he did call me a tool.
Well, I'd like to see you in sunglasses.
Yeah. Man. Also, these are nice. You know Canadad in the YouTube chat?
I'm familiar with his work.
Yeah, he got these for me.
Oakleys.
Custom Oakleys that say Oilers Nation on them. So,
do they really?
Yeah, look on the lens.
I just don't see it.
Ah, that's okay. They're all black. It's all good. Anyways, that's really mean, man. Don't call me a tool. These are my favorite sunglasses. I wear them every day. Anyways, welcome into the show live from the Sports Closet studio, sportscloset.ca or find them in person. One of their three physical locations, Liam. Stores have physical locations. St. Albert Mall, Sherwood Park Mall, and Kingsway Mall. Let's get into it, baby. The Edmonton Oilers roll past the Washington Capitals with a 7-2 win. And there are a lot of positive storylines to get to in that hockey game. Let's start with our, what do we do first? Let's do our Service Credit Union scoring summary. And let's just break down what happened very matter-of-factly in that hockey game. The scoring summary brought to you by Service and the Big Share Contest. It's in full swing, and it's your chance to win $1 million just by saving money. Anyone can enter by becoming a member and saving with Service. Here are a quick few ways that you can earn entries, Liam, to try win that $1 million grand prize. Save in a daily banking account. Ooh. Fast track your savings with high yield savings accounts. Save in a TFSA or RRSP for short and long term goals, or invest in a GIC. All of that gets you entries into the Service Big Share Contest. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required. For rules, visit service.ca/win. The Edmonton Oilers got the scoring going early, and they kept the scoring going, well, often in the first period. It was Leon Draisaitl who hammered home the first of the game after the Oilers were given a four-minute power play for high sticking. It was, what, the fourth shot attempt Leon Draisaitl had in a matter of 30 seconds, and he finally buried it. 1-0 Oilers. Draisaitl was nice and fired up afterwards as well. It's nice to see the power play, despite the fact they were kind of bad for the first 2.5 minutes, they finally found a way to break through.
Yeah, and they went back to old reliable, a Leon Draisaitl hammer from his office, right? So
yeah,
it was good. And I we were obviously both at the game last night, and I think the fun part about this goal was, like you said, there's so many attempts leading up to it. Like, the anticipation was building and building and building, and then he managed to get one through. And yeah, like you said, the power play was brutal, to be fair, until...
Yeah,
basically breaking into the zone for that setup play.
And then Washington had so much fun trying to kill off the first penalty. They went and took another one. And this time it was Connor McDavid being like, oh, yeah, I scored 60 goals last year. If I shoot the puck, good things happen. He ripped that thing past Darcy Kemper, made it 2-0 for the Oilers. Evan Bouchard picked up his 47th assist of the year on this goal. But, like, again, to me, this perfectly sums up what we talked about yesterday on pregaming and on this show with the Oilers power play. If you hit teams with different looks, everything else starts to open up. And on that power play goal by Draisaitl, like, they funneled the puck to Nuge off it, and it opened up Draisaitl. Boom, he hammers it home. What's happening on the next power play? Well, everyone's too worried to attack McDavid because all he'd been doing was seaming passes to Draisaitl. They back up and give him space. He can burn him with a shot. To me, it's just when you hit these penalty kill units with different looks, good things are going to keep happening. That's what they need to keep doing.
Yeah, and they have the threats all over that unit, you know, and they just find it, they just almost make it difficult on themselves and overcomplicate things. And BM and I were at the game last night together, and we were saying maybe a reason the second unit power play has had a bit more success recently is just like how simple it is. They see the lane, they shoot the puck, someone tips it. Sometimes I think the first unit has to go back to that too, where they just make it easy for themselves, like you said, setting up that first goal, and it creates a little bit of extra room for another opportunity coming down the road.
I'm going to take those off because now I feel self-conscious because someone said I look like a tool. The Oilers were up
come back, though.
Yeah. The Oilers were up 2-0, and I was this close to tech because it was 2-0, two power play goals, 7 minutes into the game. The Oilers, I don't even think the Caps had a shot on net at that point in the game. Like, Edmonton looked like they were going to run away with this. I was so close to texting you and BM in our group chat and being like, well, this one's over, boys. And I was like, you know what? I know better than that. And sure enough, Ivan Marashnichenko scores from the half wall. First off, Ivan Marashnichenko, one of the best stories in the NHL, beat cancer before even making it to the league, all that stuff. He is an awesome, awesome story. Troy Stetcher probably shouldn't screen the goalie.
I wanted to ask you about that, but I didn't want to bring it up just in case I was wrong. I thought that's who that was. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, not a pretty goal by any means, but sometimes just shooting on that can cause a little bit of chaos, right? And that's all he did. And to his credit, it was an absolute hell of a shot. But where we were sat, we were on the bench side of the ice. You could see Stetcher basically just stood right in front of Skinner.
Not a good debut for Troy Stetcher.
She was really bad.
he was bad. Took two minor penalties as well. And then Washington ties it up just 2.5 minutes later. Connor McMichael says, oh, Connor McDavid scores a power play goal. I can score a power play goal. Also felt for Vinny Desharnais on this play because he absolutely wears this shot and it just goes right to McMichael. It's like, oh, man,
you square up and block an OV shot. Yeah, Davin just said in the chat, Vinny blocked that OV shot, and then it just ends up going right in the back of the net. That is not how I imagined it yesterday. Yeah, not great.
Have you seen Ovechkin play before in live?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A bunch of times. This was the first time. I have never, ever, ever seen someone shoot a puck like he does. It is unbelievable. Like, from literally nothing, the amount of zip he can get on that puck. And like, I know we've all seen it on TV, and I've obviously seen Ovechkin play before, but never in person. I was like, it is absolutely incredible what he is capable of doing. But yeah, that one was very unlucky. And you watch Skinner, he kind of handcuffs himself a little bit because he reacts to the shot that gets blocked, and then he just kind of stumbles on himself and can't get back into position. Not the greatest start to the game, obviously, for Skinner. He had a zero save percentage until he absolutely robbed Alexander Ovechkin.
And then he robbed him twice in that game. Like
in the game as well. Skinner's credit, considering he allowed the first two goals on the first two shots.
Yeah.
Finished with 9.23 last night.
I've said that about Skinner a handful of times this year.
Back.
He bounces back, man. His mental ability to just take a bad goal early or take a rough start and just say, okay, nothing you can do. Park it. Dial it in. Mm-hmm. He does that a lot. He did it 4 or 5 times during the winning streak, the 16-game winning streak.
Yeah, and that's mental stability, I guess. To be like, hey, whatever, it's happened.
Shout out to our friends at Betway. I had bet on the Oilers to win the first period. I was feeling great. Then I was not feeling great. But then Zach Hyman said, I got you. 44th of the year, he goes to the net, bangs one home, needed a rebound to do it, which is great when you also bet on the Zach Hyman shot prop. Two shots back-to-back like that, very significant. So shout out to Zach Hyman, 44th of the year, and what, his 32nd goal from right in front of the net?
Yeah, 32nd, 33rd, something like that.
Insane.
There was, I don't know if you heard this, Tyler, last night when I believe it's Paige Martin and Bailey Sheets were doing the in-game announcing.
Yep.
Hosting.
It was a women's night at the Oilers.
It was, yes. Shout out Dana Bradbury, our old Nate alumni, was on the big screen.
Yeah, a couple of girls we went to Nate with were on the big screen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They work for OEG, so
yeah.
It was great to see them and get recognized. But they said, so that goal was the 10th game in a row that Hyman has scored at Rogers Place this season.
Wow.
Which matches Wayne Gretzky's record.
That is significant.
So there you go. One more and you're witnessing history.
Connor McDavid picked up assist 81 on the year on that goal as well. He looks to become just the fourth player in NHL history to hit the 100 assist mark in a season. It's happened 13 times. Three players have done it. How many times do you think Wayne Gretzky did it out of those 13?
12.
11. Well, 12 would be impossible because three guys I said did it. Lemieux.
Right. Maybe two guys did it same year.
Lemieux did it once or did it once. Gretzky did it 11 times.
And then what was the other one I saw? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Sorry, we just killed the momentum. Sure. So 20 games left.
Yep.
44 points to 1,000.
Ooh. I don't know.
I don't know.
Either. I want 100 assists more than I want 1,000 points this year.
Really?
100 assists, man.
I want both for sure. But like 1,000 points to close out the year, I think it's cooler to do that after a long season. Rather than being like, oh, game three of the season, McDavid gets 1,000. Like, what a cool way to end the season. That would be like the race to 1,000. Because then it's inevitably going to happen next season if he doesn't get it this year. But it's like, okay, we got 20 games left, 44 points. It's going up against Nathan MacKinnon next game. How much is he going to kind of put into that? He had 4 points, 3 points last
3 points.
I think he gets it. I think people are saying both. Like, yeah, I think if he gets 1,000 points, he's got 100.
Assists. Yeah, he's getting 19 of them will be apples if he gets 44 points between now and the end of the year. Connor McDavid currently 110th all time in NHL scoring. If he were to get to 100 points, he would climb past both Jason Spezza and Phil Kessel and be 99th in all time NHL scoring, which is pretty crazy.
That'd be crazy. Naeem put a funny comment in there. Can you swing that up without the StreamYard on? Oh. It says, Hyman is scoring 22 more goals, so that's 22 more assists for McDavid. There you go. Lock it in.
Imagine if let's keep going with the Service Credit Union scoring summary from last night's hockey game. Oilers up 3-2 after the first. And then in the second period, Zach Hyman really helped them put the pedal to the floor. He scores his 45th of the season off a nice feed from Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. And this was just a bullet of a shot to that far side post as well. Kemper had no hope in hell of stopping that thing. And then after he does that, Zach Hyman makes it 5-2. In the moment, we thought it was Evan Bouchard making it 5-2. Bouchard absolutely unleashes a laser. Guess what? On the power play, guess what? Third different spot on the ice that the Oilers scored a power play goal that game. Hit teams with different looks. Good things will continue to happen for the power play. They then waited until 2 minutes left in the hockey game to announce that, oh, hey, Zach Hyman tipped that one. Why it took them an hour, I don't know. Hats rained down on the ice for the second time in the evening, and Zach Hyman ends up getting his fourth hat trick of the season.
Yeah, it was, you could kind of tell there was a bit of confusion when that goal went in.
Hyman kind of knew.
Yeah, but also Leon Draisaitl led the flyby, which was super weird as well.
He does that, though.
Does he do that? Okay. But I like what you said there, like just three different looks on the power play and three different ways of success. So it's what they need to do. And like Nugent Hopkins is one guy who needs to maybe get things rolling on the power play a little bit more. You read his stats the other day and like how far off he is compared to what he was last season. So look, the Oilers 5-on-5 scoring has been fantastic this season, but they need the power play to get rolling for them in the playoffs as well. And
yep.
Look, I know there's that stigma and the idea of like, oh, you don't get as many power plays in the playoffs. You actually get a little bit more power plays in the playoffs.
Anyone who says you don't get as many power plays in the playoffs is just uninformed, wrong. Like, it's just like an old hockey narrative that people like drawing. Oh, yeah, you're not going to get those power plays in the playoffs. Power plays per game go up in the playoffs.
They do. Because it's way more physical.
Yeah.
It's just people do dumb things all the time.
I think the one thing I would maybe say the correct narrative would be there are more infractions in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So it feels like there's not as many power plays because there's more moments where you're like, ooh, that could have been called. Ooh, that could have been called. Like, you know, last night, Oshie cross-checked Kulak in front of the net.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, I don't think they call that. I think the standard does change in the playoffs, but the power plays actually still go up because there's just more infractions. Yeah, Eric, the whistles go away. They don't. They actually never do.
Yeah, they never do.
Yeah.
Who else do we got in the scoring summary? Warren Fogle was up next.
Yeah, Warren Fogle in the third period makes it 6-2. Miu and Bagged Milk did a squad parlay. Everyone picked a leg. I had the Hyman shot prop, nailed it. BM had Oilers puck line. We knew at that point they were going to nail it. And then you had a Warren Fogle.
Same as my Betway bet.
So oh, yeah. So you gained another.
To climb up there. So it was, you know what? Like the value you're getting on a Warren Fogle right now playing on the second line is outrageous. Yeah. He was the same as Connor Brown last night to score a goal, which is bonkers.
Wild, considering he's got 15 on the year now. He might be a 20-goal scorer this year.
He very well could be, and he is contract year Fogle, and unfortunately, he's probably in his way out of a contract with the Oilers due to how much success he had this season. Yeah. Someone's probably going to overpay that guy a little bit, but he's going to be a big guy in the playoffs, and this is kind of a train I've been on for a while. So I think he is the perfect guy on that line with Draisaitl, and the evidence is starting to show it. So good goal by him last night just to kind of grip it and rip it there.
Yep. All right. It was 6-2 Oilers. We're like, this is the best night ever. How much fun. And then our Douglas Mattress moment of the game. I can tell you one man in Edmonton who slept absolutely unbelievable, unbelievably last night. And it was Connor Brown, our Douglas Mattress moment of the game. You can have a sleep that's just as good as Connor Brown after scoring his first goal of the year by heading to douglas.ca/OilersNation and grabbing one of their handcrafted in Canada mattresses, highest quality materials, fast delivery, and every mattress order comes with a free comfort sleep bundle. With that, you get two memory foam pillows with pillow protectors, one luxurious cotton sheet set, and one mattress protector free with any mattress order. Douglas.ca/OilersNation. Liam, it absolutely has to be our Douglas Mattress moment of the game. Connor Brown goes to the net, and I mean, it goes off his skate. It could have went off his thigh. And Connor Brown would have taken it. It just manages to squeak in. He has the big smile on his face. From where I was sitting at the game, I had a really good line of sight on the bench as he did his flyby. I actually think that was my favorite part. And I know the broadcast showed a little bit after, but everyone on the bench was so excited for him. The crowd was the loudest it really was all game for that. Like, it was so great to see him get off the schneid. We've been hard on him. I know it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's been hard on him. I also think we have done a decent job of recognizing that his efforts never skimped.
Yeah.
He's not a guy who's let it affect his play at all, as weird as that kind of sounds. He's been good on the PK. He's actually gotten a handful of quality looks. It was great to see that guy rewarded. Look at that smile.
It was honestly one of my favorite moments I've been able to witness in person. And, you know, I've been there for some cool games. Obviously, it doesn't compare to the Game 7 victory, but it was pretty cool to just see the reaction from the fans and people. I saw some people online being like, oh, it's a little over the top. But it's like, I think it was really good that people showed that appreciation to be like, you know, like, great job. Finally, mm-hmm. like, you did it. Like, you're over the hump. And I'm kind of getting goosebumps talking about it a little bit, to be honest. But, and I know this isn't a guy who's had great success in his career. He's multiple 20 goal scorer. And to like go through all of that, 54 games, was it, he's played this season and not get a goal? Like, hopefully we don't have to wait 54 more for it to happen. But the bench reaction, I think the reaction once people realized it was Connor Brown that actually scored the goal was cool. And then the anticipation Al Stafford to announce the goal over the thing too was really cool. I know you grabbed a video of that. It was quite funny that they announced Warren Fogle and then had to wait a little bit to announce Brown. And then just having him on the TV, the Jumbotron, for as long as they did. And the crowd didn't stop. It was nuts. It was actually quite insane. I think this was a cooler moment to witness in person, not in the grand scheme of it all, but then seeing Connor McDavid score his 60th.
Okay,
I think this was cooler for me.
We're going to let this clip replay, and I want you to keep an eye on the bottom left-hand corner of the Connor Brown clip here. When they're panning to the crowd, oh, this is actually a longer video than I thought.
Well, it's good to see it. Look at the movement there.
Go to the net.
To the net. Kicked it.
Oh, there was a second where I was like, oh my God, they're going to review this. I was like, this is just... Okay, watch bottom left-hand corner. There's a guy in a navy blue Oilers jersey jumping up and down like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Christopher Palmer.
Boy, KP. Which means if you were to pause it right when at the end of it, you might be able to see me somewhere in there. Nah, it's too blurry.
But just look at everyone. Like, this was the 7th goal of the game.
Yeah.
In an absolute blowout. And everyone was so pumped. There was people trying to get Connor Brown chants going. And they were going. Like, you could hear them. But they were timed so poorly.
Yeah.
But it was cool. This is my... I'll say it. This is my Douglas Mattress moment of the season. I do not think it'll get better than this, no matter what. Like, that is... I don't know. It was just so cool to be a part of. I cannot believe, like, how the reception was for it. It was unexpected. I think that's the best part about it.
And our boy Rico got his first point as an Oiler.
He did, and everyone's been saying he's going to unlock him.
Yeah. I had a tweet last night that was did you see that? The best duos in Oilers history. Wayne and Mess, Connor and Leon, Derek Roy and Nail Yakupov, Connor Brown and Adam Henrique.
I had a tweet last night. March 13th, 2024, I was in the building when Connor Brown scored.
It was great, man. It was an awesome moment.
Like, all this stuff. I don't know what it was like on the TV. Well, clearly the people throwing hats. Maybe that was a bit much.
That was maybe a bit much because I did feel a little... Hey, there's Christopher Palmer again. Hey, KP. And McMullen. Two listeners of the show.
Two great guys.
What was I going to say? Throwing the hats. When they were picking up the hats and they had to keep delaying the puck drop and Connor Brown was just standing at center ice, I was kind of like, I wonder
he
if
he... had a smile on his face the whole time.
Yeah.
And his post-game stuff, which I don't think we got to the Snow Valley sounds yet, did we?
We're going to.
I won't tease it then.
Yeah. Well, let's get into Sounds of the Oil presented by Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Opening May 31st, I can say from personal experience, the Snow Valley Aerial Park is one of my favorite summer activities in the city. I've been a couple of times. The way you just kind of get in a groove and clip around, it's a lot of fun. And I'm an adult. Think how much fun your kids would have there. Also, Rainbow Valley Campground, you can find out more information about one of the best hidden gems in the city. With over 60 campsites and 3 comfort camping domes right in the heart of Edmonton, head to rainbow-valley.com for more info. Online bookings opening soon.
I can't wait to do this. I've not done this before.
Aerial Park, we're doing it. And we're shooting
we're
it.
Gonna have to. And do you know what's gonna be fun, Tyler? So when does this open?
May 31st.
May 31st. So that's gonna be in the thick of the playoffs.
Yep.
You know what that means? If I'm not mistaken, my navigation system's on. There's usually one of those Oilers numbers right around the area,
yeah,
too.
Correct.
So while you're climbing to the top of your what's it called?
Snow Valley Aerial Park.
Snow Valley Aerial. No. Is it? Oh, the Aerial Park. That's what I was looking for. I knew it was Snow Valley, obviously. Once I get to the top and my triumphant success, I'll be able to see hopefully a 97.
Nation Gear idea. I was in the building when Connor Brown scored.
Yes. Oh, is that Naeem said that? I didn't know what he wanted to say. I think that'd be a great one.
Okay. Before we get to Sounds of the Oil, first, Aaron, can we have a map update on Connor Brown? Come on home, big guy. He's on the jet back to Edmonton. You did it. 0 kilometers skated. He's home.
Wow. So what did he get?
I think he Vermillion? Got... I think he got to Vermillion. He probably would have pulled into Vermillion at some point in that game.
I had somebody from the Crusaders the other day. Actually, I'll just say it was Matt Bullen's brother.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to him. And he's like, what is this map thing? So I explained it to him. He's like, so you're telling me the last time Connor Brown scored, the distance has been to Vermillion. I'm like, 100%. And he texted me. I saw him at the game last night. He texted me. He's like, he's coming home. I was like, it was cool.
Yeah, that's great. Cool. I will also say... I'm happy that bit's over. I did kind of feel bad for starting it.
I know. We got to have funny things go on. I think it was funny. I think that the map is, I think it is done. So Sergeant Battle said Troy Stetcher map next. Maybe we'll give that guy a couple of games.
Let's see how far he can skate without taking a penalty. And then we'll worry about that with Troy Stetcher. Sounds of the Oil. We got a couple of things we want to get to. Someone said Jack had a hell of a call. Aaron, could we play the Brown goal with sound quickly? I want to give it a listen. I haven't heard it yet.
It was Hunter Ryan. Jack was on the radio.
Oh, was it national?
It was national game last night.
Okay, well, then never mind that. Or let's do it. Oh, we kind of cut it off there. Oh.
He rubs it beside me when he put that puck in the net. And you kind of had the feeling it was coming back. And a great job by Kane. He corrals it, has to work around a sprawled out defenseman and zing this through. And he makes a great play to get it in there. It bounces off of Brown. He doesn't care. It finds its way in the back of the net. And that is a huge goal for him. Get the monkey off the back. The entire building is happy for him. Look at the players on the bench. They are just ecstatic for Connor Brown. It's been a long journey, Jack. But he doesn't hurt you. We talked about this. He's been so good at the penalty kill. Good at the walls. I can't remember one play this year where he cost the team with a bad play. What a moment. Disciplined, hard-nosed player, and he finally puts one on the net. It's a big one for him.
Lloyd, this is why players love playing in this city. Listen to this crowd.
Listen. Yeah. Well, like it or not, they're along for the journey too. The good, the bad, the ugly, but they show up every night, every single night, and they're happy for it.
Pretty epic.
That was great.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Jack's call again, it kind of got cut off there on our clip. He goes, who is it? Could it be? It is.
He's so good.
He's so good. I love Jack.
DJ Bean put it perfectly when he was on our show. Just like, we're so lucky. We all know it, of course, but the broadcast team we have is unbelievable. Even the radio, like Cam Moon and Bob Stauffer, Unreal 2. And we're very lucky. Very lucky.
Tech G says that was the first time I've seen it. Take what you can get. So happy for Brown. Jack's an all-timer. Jack's unreal. 100% he is. Okay, last one for Sounds of the Oil. Let's go to Connor Brown inside the Oilers locker room talking about the reaction from the crowd.
To get one and contribute offensively, but you know, it's nice to have it in the past, yeah.
What did you think of the reaction of the fans? It looked like everybody was so happy.
Yeah, it meant a lot. I mean, you play in a big market like this. They're aware of the storylines and it means a lot. Obviously, you know, it's been a struggle this year offensively. I haven't been able to get one to go, and so you know, obviously, for their kind of support to shine through there, and obviously they're rooting for me. So it was a good feeling.
Daryl Sutter's in. Who do you think you are? I am type moment. That's a very good pull right there. There you go. Sounds of the Oil for Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Oilers win 7-2 in Washington. And Liam, boy, did the two of us ever have a betting night.
I would like to thank my mother and father, for both of me, of course, for allowing me to have this evening that I had.
Yeah.
Additionally, Warren Fogel, Zach Hyman, Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, and the rest of the Edmonton Oilers for the success they had on the ice and allowed me to have the success I had in my bank account. And also shout out Betway, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get into with our friends at Betway as well, because we absolutely cleaned up last night. But here's what I love about Betway and the offer they got going on right now. You can get a free bet up to $200 if your bet loses. That is some tremendous value. All you need to do, create a new account, scan the QR code. It's right here on the screen. And redeem your bonus. Place a bet, no minimum amount required. And if the bet loses, you will get a refund up to $200. You can then use this money to bet on your favorite sports once again. You want to bet on Edmonton the next night to cover the puck line? You want to bet on the Jays to win a spring training baseball game? You can do whatever you want at Betway. That's the beauty of it. Scan the QR code on your screen and redeem your bonus. This offer is only available outside of Ontario. Again, you can get a free bet up to $200. If your first bet loses, place a bet, no minimum amount required. If the bet loses, you will get a refund up to $200. A big shout out to Betway 19+. Please play responsibly. Yeah, that was a nice night on Betway. The Hyman shot prop. I had Connor to score. We had our pre-built bet that we had done together. Like, we were cooking last night. I had the Oilers 34+ shots on net, which was a hell of a sweat last evening. The Oilers had 9 shots in the first 7 minutes.
Yep, they cooked them.
I kicked my feet up. I was like, probably going to get like 45 in this game. Yeah. By the time it got to the, I think, 16-minute mark of the second period, they were only at 11. They had 2 shots in the next like 20 minutes. They kept missing the net, getting blocked, all of this stuff.
They were just all over.
I know. And then they turned on the Jets a little bit. I think they ended the second period with like 24. And I was like, okay, 10 shots in the third period. That is very, very doable. And then they just crushed it. I think the Connor Brown goal was like the 35th shot of the game or the 34th shot of the game. So
yeah, that's a good one. I got to get on that shot prop one. I've never done that.
It's honestly like, it's a fun one when you're just watching the game. I mean, we're betting to have fun, obviously. Yeah, when you're,
I'm responsibly.
Yeah. When you're with your buddies and you're watching a game, that is an absolutely elite squad ride bet, because every time a puck hits the goalie, boys, like, one more, one more, one more. It's great. I love it. Shout out to
Betway.
That's
a good one. I do like that. So you'll have to show me where I can find that one on the Betway app.
It's under the pre-built bets. Anyway, shout out to Betway. Let's continue along with the program today, Liam.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We've done our scoring summary. I think we've fully dissected the 7-2 win by the Edmonton Oilers.
I used to have one piece of news.
Okay.
From our boy Tony Brah.
Ooh.
Matthias Ekholm and Darnell Nurse are not present at the practice this afternoon. Ekholm likely still recovering from illness. And he said, I'm guessing a maintenance day for Nurse, who took a high stick yesterday, basically at the start of the game.
And was bleeding.
And was, he had a lot of blood. One thing that I thought was weird from yesterday's game, and yeah, it didn't really matter, but I thought it was an interesting wrinkle that not many people have mentioned. Kulak getting bumped to the top pair with Bouchard. I find it very interesting that they didn't go Nurse to the top pair and then just have Kulak and Dejan play together, and then you just obviously keep your third pairing the same. I'm assuming the reason why they did that is because they want Nurse and CC to get a little bit of
Nurse
rhythm. Nathan Dejan, to get a little bit of rhythm going and everything. And I thought Kulak did very well about it. His skating's good enough to play with a guy like Bouchard, right? But I saw that was interesting. Did you think anything of that?
I was on with Gregor yesterday, and he told me live on the air, he's like, oh, Ekholm's not going to play tonight. And Gregor was like, I think maybe you go Stetcher on the top pair with Bouchard since it's one game. And then eventually, as we talked, and I said, I'd go Kulak with Bouch. He skates well enough. And I said, you want to have two pairings that you can confidently trust.
Yeah.
And I just felt like if you were moving Nurse up with Bouchard, then Kulak Vinny's a third pair and Stetcher CC's a third pair. And it's like, you've kind of just built yourself two third pairings. At least this way, I kind of view Nurse and Vinny and Kulak and Bouchard as two good second pairings.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's why I wanted to see them go this way. And I thought it worked out. Stetcher and CC weren't great, but whatever.
It's funny. I think Stetcher struggled more than CC. It was kind of funny to have that little wrinkle of going through. What did you ooh at?
There's an interesting offer in the comments. Things are kind of tough at the moment, especially this time of year. So I'm gifting $8,000 to the first 10 people who message me with tough.
Oh,
that's awesome. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian.
Boom. Everyone go message Adrian.
It's big over in the Facebook.
Don't message Adrian.
Yeah. Don't advertise.
Why? That's kind of. I mean,
the comment's funny.
Don't message.
Tough.
Get your money, everybody. Hurry up. $8,000. That's how you know it's a real prize. $8,000. Wow. $8,000. Okay. Let's see.
So that was in the Facebook to do that?
Yeah. Let's keep no one on the Star Mechanical guest line today. Shout out to Star Mechanical, Edmonton's number one plumbing and heating company. We did. Shout out to everyone who retweeted it yesterday. We did make contact with our boy Jamie Campbell.
Yes.
I got his number from our pal Nick Alberga. Shout out to Nick Alberga.
Of course you did.
Because he has everyone's number. I don't know why we don't use him more for this kind of stuff. I thought we were going to have Jamie. A little bit of confusion. Got his flight times confused. So he was already at the airport, on his way to the airport. So if it had worked out a little bit differently, where like he could have been like at the airport already, or we could have done like an hour earlier before he left to the airport, could have had Jamie Campbell on, but he was sitting like six rows back in a section over from me. So, you know, game is about to start. I'm just kind of like looking around the section. I see him coming down the stairs and I'm like, God damn, that guy looks like Jamie Campbell. Then I was like, wait, why would Jamie Campbell be in Edmonton?
I want to know why he was here.
I know. I also really wanted, someone tweeted me and was like, hey, he's really good boys with someone on my beer league team. So I wonder if he just doesn't have friends here. He comes to visit.
Maybe he just loves hockey. He's Canadian.
Yeah. But he is a big hockey guy. But again, I saw him come downstairs and I was like, no, why would Jamie Campbell be here? Then I was in one of the intermissions just walking around the concourse and I walked past him again. And I'm like, that is 1000% Jamie Campbell. It would have been a fun interview though.
It would have been.
I did also pack us baseball jerseys, and because I don't want this to go unrecognized, before the interview started, we were both going to put on baseball jerseys and then do the interview with them. But
that would have been cool. Anyways.
Naeem, Adrian just asked me for my CRA login and password. Naeem's good today. Naeem, you're on a roll. You get.
He said he made a comment.
Sometimes
yesterday.
He's grouchy and it makes me mad.
Well,
but
he said trade deadline is past now. He's like, we can move on from things, and he's like, now we just have to support the team.
Sure. It's in the past. Anyways,
welcome, new Naeem.
New Naeem. Let's keep cruising along. Hey, let's go into, should we do our rumor roundup? Because this one's interesting.
This one is interesting. I know we decided on a giant question, but maybe this could be both.
Yeah, I think it could be both. The rumor roundup is for our friends over at Tourism Jasper. Spring cabins are now open. I know you're taking your lucky lady out to the mountains soon here for a nice getaway. Spring in the mountains is beautiful. The air is like a little bit more crisp. The snow's melting, but up at Marmot Basin, it's still skiing season. Spring skiing is a lot of fun because you're just not as cold. You're up in the mountains. Skiing conditions are great. You go back into town. You can walk around with like just a hoodie on. That's elite.
It is. It is a good time to be heading out to Jasper. Yeah.
Jasper.travel/current-deals/. I'm sorry. I got really confused there. Just head to jasper.travel for more information and don't listen to any of the nonsense I say.
Follow my actions.
Elliot Friedman in 32 thoughts, which was 21 thoughts this week, because he said he's on vacation. What's up with everyone getting vacation except for us?
Must be nice. I didn't realize hockey season ended.
Frank's on a March beach 8th. Somewhere. Friedman's doing 66% of the 32 thoughts. Yeah, and me and you are sitting here. I mean, I wouldn't want it to miss. If I was on vacation when Connor Brown scored, I'd be pissed.
I would be too. My vacation starts July 2nd.
Yeah.
That's when we get our breaks, folks.
I'm taking 4 days off at the end of the regular season. But working trip, I'm just going back to Mullet Arena. Also, I have 2 extra tickets. If you know any, I need to get rid of these. They were very expensive. Bought 6. Turns out I only need 4 for the trip. Have the extra 2. I am willing to sell them for exactly as much as I paid for them. If you know someone going to Arizona, please message me on Instagram or Twitter, or just tweet me and be like, hey, Tyler, I want those tickets.
Well, make sure you see his receipt and see how much you paid for them. Don't let him
I will you send off. You the receipt. I looked at how much tickets are going for in the section right now. Really? Same price still.
Are you in a similar spot?
Same spot. Oilers attacked twice, top of the section in Mullet Arena.
It was good.
Great seats. $310.
$310. Owen. American.
No, Canadian.
Canadian. Maybe both.
Dollar's not on par. The dollar was on par. That'd be great. Not happening.
Can only wish.
All right. What are we talking
Biden
about?
In economics.
Oh, yeah. And you get to sit. Oh, yeah. Braden. And you get the added bonus of sitting with Tyler Yaremchuk in the Mullet Arena. You get the added bonus of sitting with me, my girlfriend, and my parents at the Mullet Arena. You get to meet my dad. $400.
Well, that is an honor. I've met your dad 3 times now. It's always pleasant.
Over under 4.5 words.
It's usually, hey, bud, or something along those
lines. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Hey, short interaction.
I don't need much more.
So yeah, anyways, you get to sit by me and my dad. Used tickets should be cheaper. Go look at Ticketmaster, bro.
Who said that?
I don't know. Oh, that's worth it. Get me them tickets, Tyler, from Calvin Pickard. Calvin, you're going to be at the game already.
I hope. You might be playing, buddy. Second last game of the season?
He will probably be playing.
He's probably dressing.
Or.
Hey, if your brother.
My brother.
Calvin Pickard's brother. Chet. Wants tickets.
Yeah, Chet needs them.
Let us know.
Yeah. Canada, never mind $600 if I can sit beside Ross. Canada would have been coached baseball by my dad once. So there you go. There's a fun connection.
Yeah.
Okay. What were we doing? Rumor roundup. Boy, we got distracted really easily there.
It's been one of those shows.
Yeah, it has been. To be fair, again, thought we'd have a guest. So we're trying to stretch out as much as we can to make the full hour. But Friedman reporting on the idea that the Oilers have interest in extending both Adam Henrique and Sam Carrick. Liam, Friedman did say, like, the playoffs will determine this, and it will. If Adam Henrique has a very good playoffs and it's like, whoa, this team is so much deeper with him as the third line center, then I'm in. He's 34. We're not talking about a 5-year extension for the guy. We're talking about, in all likelihood, a 2-year deal. And if he has a great playoffs, maybe it's around $3.5 million. If he has a poor playoffs and it's like, hey, let's run it back, or if he's, you know, below average, maybe it's like, hey, you're here already. Maybe he likes Edmonton, wants a chance to win. Run it back next year. I could see a bunch of different paths to a bunch of different AAVs for Henrique, but I can understand why the Oilers would be interested, and he did waive his no-trade clause to come here.
Yeah, so there's clearly a want to be here as well. I obviously like the idea of bringing back Henrique. How much money do they have next season without anything else? It's looking like they have about $14 million in cap space right now. Is that include? Would that include Brown's bonus?
No.
Is that got to be determined? So let's say it's $10 million, $11 million, whatever. I think it's a very good option to bring him back. This team has needed more depth down the middle for a while, I think is fair to say, and I just love how much success Ryan McLeod has on that second line. You're probably gonna need a bit of money to go and replace Warren Fogle, though. So we'll see. I think that's an interesting layer of all of this. Carrick, I really don't care. Henry could be my priority. If you bring back Carrick, that's good. But it's also going to be a new GM.
Yeah.
So that's going to really put a determination on this too. I think I would bring him back. I think the question would be how much. I don't think I would go more than, let's see, $3 million too low? Probably, right? He's 34.
I don't think it's that low.
I wouldn't go more than 3.
2025, or he's a 2025 goal guy when he plays in the top 6. We'd be bringing him in to be your third line center.
Because the thing is, too, like, the Oilers aren't handcuffed in this, where it's like, we don't sign Henrique, we're screwed. It's like, Ryan McLeod can play third line center.
Can. Better as a winger.
Better
but still.
As a winger, but if you have to do that, then I think that's okay. But also, back-to-back seasons now, teams had to go out and find a third line center to replace Ryan McLeod.
So let's flip this out of the rumor roundup into our short four giant question for the day, which is a way too early look at the offseason. How much money could the Oilers have? $14.2 million right now, according to Cap Friendly. That's if the cap ends up going to 87.5, which I think is the minimum they said it'll increase by. So $14.2 million. That's with Jack Campbell buried in the minors. I want to do this with Jack Campbell bought out, which means for next year, his cap hit goes from 3.8 when he's buried to 1.1. So that's an extra $2.7 million you generate. Okay. That is $16.9 million in cap space. But Connor Brown's bonus and Corey Perry's bonus takes 3.2, or is it 3.5 off the books?
Brown's, Corey Perry's bonus?
Brown's is 3.2. And
Corey Perry's, isn't it?
250. So it's 3.5 off the books. So if you buy out Campbell and you then have to obviously pay those two bonuses, $13.4 million in cap space. Let's say whoever you bring in to be your backup goalie next year could be Rodrigue. Maybe you run it back with Pickard. Maybe you find another veteran. What should we peg for a backup goalie? One
at most.
Okay, $1 million for a backup goalie. You need to re-sign Vinny Desharnais. Let's go high and say 2.25 for Vinny.
Okay.
I think that's probably a little fair. Okay, now you're at $10.1 million. The pieces on the lineup that you would just be replacing for cheap, like, again, let's say you can bring back Carrick for $900,000.
Yeah, sure.
You can find your replacement for Matthias Janmark for $900,000. And Dylan Holloway is going to come in, let's say, at a mil?
Yeah.
Probably, right? So, another $2.8 million off the books. So, at that point, the Oilers, if all those signings I just kind of rattled off go down, they would have six D-men on the roster, two goalies on the roster, and they would have 10 forwards on the roster. So, they would need... I said 10 forwards on the roster. They would have $7.3 million to sign three forwards.
So how much, sorry? 7.3?
Yeah, to sign three forwards. Let's say you bring back Perry or a Perry replacement in the bottom six for 1.5. Yeah. Perry would probably be cheaper, but if you wanted to get a Perry level-ish replacement, 1.5, I think is fair.
Yeah.
You need another bottom six piece.
For sure. I'm just kind of looking through, like, I could see a guy like Sam Lafferty maybe coming in. They've shown interest in him before. There's a local guy in Jordan Martinuk who's a free agent this year.
So $1.5 million on another bottom six forward. And again, at this point, you now have $5.85 million. I mean, yeah, Aaron, you could flash up the cap friendly graphic I did if we have it. I did like the little armchair GM-y thing. So like, this is actually before the... I said the replacement for Perry, so you can add another 1.5 onto this. So this lineup right here that I showed with Stetcher comes in with still about $6.45 million in cap space. And then I went and swapped Kulak for a pick and brought in Broberg, which made me another, I think Broberg have it a $1.1 million extension, which seems fair. So that gives you another $1.6 million. So this lineup here, rough math on how this looks, you have about $8 to $9 million in cap space with this lineup.
Interesting.
So $8 to $9 million to sign a replacement level forward and two guys on the right side. You could look at bringing back a Warren Fogle. You have the money if you buy out Campbell.
Well, I think something interesting in here, and I'm sure a name that would come up a lot, is a Jake DeBrusk. Free agent this year.
He might take $6 million himself.
Is Jake DeBrusk better than Warren Fogle? After this season alone,
like,
DeBrusk has gone down a little bit. Kind of drove up. It's like, if you're, and I'm not saying a link to DeBrusk, but it just seems like it's always a name that comes up. Just bring back Fogle.
Well, here's where I'll go with that. DeBrusk is better than Fogle.
The upside is probably there with DeBrusk too.
Yeah, but if there's a market for DeBrusk and he's 5'5", and Fogle's 3'5", with $2 million in Fogle or... DeBrusk at 5'5", you know, or like, you know, that extra $2 million in Fogle or DeBrusk at 5'5", right? Someone said, I don't want to trade Kulak at all. I don't think you have an option. I think one name to keep an eye on this summer is moving Evander Kane. I think that could be something they explore doing, especially if they maybe have a read on someone like Jake DeBrusk.
Lavoie is a name too.
Lavoie could come up as on the right side. Again, $900,000 probably, so it would help with your cap situation. Like,
I think they'll run it with a couple of these young guys next season. I think Broberg is a lock for this team and Holloway probably too. And I think Lavoie's got a very good chance. I would not even be shocked at all, like you said before, if Olivier Rodriguez is your backup.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the second year of Lane Peterson has him as your 13th forward.
Yeah, that would make sense. That would make sense. It's going to be an interesting summer for them because while they have pieces to bring in.
Mm-hmm.
They also have the opportunity to re-sign Leon Draisaitl for the first time.
They do, which is another thing to keep an eye on and another reason why I wonder about buying out Jack Campbell. And I know it would be the next year and Campbell's cap, it would be 2.3 of dead money when Draisaitl's new extension would hypothetically kick in. But I would, again, much rather have, well, at that point, it is closer to a wash with the even money from burying him versus buying him out. And then you still have to obviously find a backup goalie, but
yeah,
still save $1.5 million that second year.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes sense. What did that say? Leon Diaz. Do we think Jack Campbell will be back? We did a big thing on this yesterday. If you actually go to our YouTube after the show, there's a video on that.
I'm going to have a big article up about it as well. I just think with the dead money for Brown this year and then needing Leon Draisaitl's extension to kick in eventually, I think even if Jack Campbell continues to play well in Bakersfield, even if he comes up and gets some starts down the stretch, which I don't think is happening, you kind of are in a spot. You have no choice but to buy him out. I would be very open to keeping 50% of his contract if a team would just be willing to take it. Or, you know, you retain 50% and maybe some team goes kind of like Kuznetsov. The Oilers would be adding like a third to this.
Yeah. What are you preparing for McDavid and we'll just say Draisaitl extensions? I think Draisaitl might get like $14 million.
Yeah. Oh, that's
13
so
to 14. I think he deserves it.
I know a lot of people are doing the whole like, hey, he playing on a bargain. He's not gonna give him a bargain again, but like that deal wasn't a bargain.
Actually might have overpaid him to start.
Yeah, in
anticipation for what was to come.
Yeah, so I'm not sitting there being like, oh, Draisaitl deserves to just ring the Oilers for every penny because he gave him a good deal. If he was coming off a $6 million deal, then I'd be like, yeah, he played nice last nego. But the Oilers gave him what he wanted. 8.5 was a big, big payday for him considering what he had accomplished at that point. I'm looking right now, and let's just go to next year's cap hits, actually, so I can get a better understanding of things. Compared to, you know, comparing Draisaitl to the rest of the league, Matthews next year will be 3.25. I say Draisaitl comes in 13.5.
Sorry, what was Matthews?
13.25, highest cap it in the league. Does Leon Draisaitl deserve to be the highest cap it in the league?
Yes. For the time being, it's like all these, it's like the NFL, where it's like all these quarterbacks. It's like, he's a new passer.
No, actually, you know what? I think Leon will come in sub 13. I bet you he'll be like 12.9.
Well, how are you comparing that?
I'm just sitting there going, you know, like Matthews is a 70 goal guy and he signed for 13. Like, I don't know if Draisaitl can sit there and say, I deserve Matthews money. I think he could sit there and say, I deserve a bump up from what Connor's making right now. I think 12.9.
Well, I think you can look at it too. And people saying, no, he doesn't deserve to be the best, the highest paid player.
That's what I mean.
He's continuously one of the best performers in the playoffs for this team.
That's a fair point.
He scored 50 goals multiple times. He has an MVP during this reign.
But
I think he fully deserves it for the 1 year that he would get it, and then McDavid takes it. Like, the highest player means nothing.
Yeah, and I think that would maybe be something he chases. Like, hey, for a year, I want to be the highest paid player in the NHL.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, Elias Pettersson just signed through his prime, and he's a 100-point guy.
Elias Pettersson has never made he has made the playoffs, but he's never
performed. Yeah, that's well. Not.
Why is that not relevant?
Because, I mean, Elias Pettersson, you're signing him. You also have to look at, you're signing a guy for what he's going to do for you. You're not just giving Draisaitl money because he won a Hart Trophy and was good in the playoffs for you for a couple years.
Like, and you're anticipating both.
Yeah, there's a balance. So, like, again, Pettersson, legit 100-point guy, top-line center. I'm saying Leon Draisaitl is those things as well. I'm not saying he's not.
What did Pettersson get, 12.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll get 13, whatever.
Sorry, Pettersson got 11.6.
11.6.
So that's, again, Draisaitl to want to push 13, I think, is tough. Also, like, dude, you've made a lot of money. You're going to get $100 million contract, I believe, from the Oilers. Mm-hmm. At what point do you sit there if you're Draisaitl and be like, oh yeah, like I'm very, very rich. I'm going to be in the upper echelon of NHL players. I'll have that to, you know, whatever, feed the ego. I'm not saying he's an ego guy, but like, you know, feed the ego. Say, hey, I'm one of the top five highest paid players in the league right now. I'll be the highest paid player on the team for a year. I think giving him 12.5, 12.6 is more than fair. And it's like a little bit is Leon, like you and Connor want to win here. Again, I hate this. Not hate. I feel weird about the notion of like, hey, top players got to take less, blah, blah, blah. Because like, I think bottom feeder players should be willing to take less to come play in Edmonton and try win with these guys.
I think those are the guys that should take less than the top guys.
But the other thing I would say is there is no walk away amount for me from Leon Draisaitl.
No, if, I would pay him whatever he wanted.
If he goes, I'm only signing in Edmonton if you give me 15. I sit there and say, who are we buying out? Buying out Evander Kane. Like, see you later.
People are saying, well, we have to sign McDavid the year after. Guys, it doesn't matter.
You figure it out.
The Oilers are not better if Leon Draisaitl isn't on this team.
Yeah.
They will not be better for a long time if Leon Draisaitl is not here. Calvin Pickard knows. He's in the dressing room with him every day.
Yeah.
Pay the man. Do whatever it takes. It doesn't matter. You figure it out after you sign that check.
Yeah.
And someone said, it's like, we're not Toronto. Toronto signed four players. We have Zach Hyman at 5'5", Evander Kane at 5'125", and Nugent Hopkins at the same. The Nurse contract, yes, high, but like, come on, like, Ekholm is going to be off the books in 2 years as well. Like, it's not even going to matter. Cody Ceci is not going to be here. Bouchard is going to be a struggle.
Yeah, Bouchard's going to be expensive. But again, like, I talked about maybe the Oilers try to get ahead of it and move Evander Kane this summer.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me if it gets to summer of 2025 and you're like, holy shit, we have to pay Leon and Bouch. You can buying out Evander Kane instantly saves you $3.6 million that summer. So, like, again, you have these sort of built-in ways throughout the lineup. Also, the cap jumped $4 million this year.
Exactly.
The cap is probably going to jump $4 to $6 million the next summer when Draisaitl and Bouchard kick in. So, you're looking at the Oilers' cap picture right now. Again, buying out Jack Campbell this summer will help you improve the team for next year. It'll also give you a bit more wiggle room that next summer. If you count, let's say things go well, $6 million increase that summer, and you buy out Evander Kane, you've just made yourself $9.5 million. There's your Bouchard money. Mm-hmm. And then you can sit there. You only need to find, you know, $5 million to Evander Kane, or sorry, to get Leon Draisaitl signed. I don't know. There's ways around it.
There is, totally.
Theses off the books. There's 3.25. You only need to give Draisaitl a $4 million raise, potentially. Boom, you're done.
It's also about drafting and developing. They need to start getting players through this lineup that have come through the system. It's like, okay, this guy can play, this guy can play. That's what Tampa Bay has done. People want to talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs not being able to do it. Tampa Bay have done it for years. They just signed everyone. Stamkos, Kucherov, Point, Vasilevsky, Hedman.
They have Sergachev. The tax break.
They have the tax break for sure, but like, there's a way to do it. We're just looking at the negative way to do it, not the positive way to do it.
Yeah, like they don't have a single player making north of $10 million, but they have Vasilevsky at 9.5, Hedman's at 7.8, Sergachev is at 8.5, and then their forwards, 9.5 for Cooch, 9.5 for Point, 8.5 for Stamkos. Like, the Oilers don't have that many key pieces. You can pay Connor and Leon a lot because of the luxury of having Nugent 5, whatever, and Hyman at 5, whatever. Like, your secondary pieces on the Oilers aren't expensive as your, call them, secondary stars on the Bolts. You can make it work. Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
I'm not
concerned. I'm scared. No, I've never been scared a day in my life. Figure it out.
I think Stamkos will stay KP. I think they'll figure it out. They'll have to. You can't let that guy.
That'd be so good if he left.
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone floated it on DFO Live. Imagine him going to Buffalo.
Never making the playoffs.
Well, he carries him.
How about Bowen Byram?
He's been nuts
since he got that. I think he needed a change. Same with Middlestead.
And Colby Cohn today on DFO Live was like, take the shackles off him a bit. Like, in Colorado, you're playing behind McCarr, right? There is pressure. Now, you make a mistake, you're sitting. In Buffalo, it's almost a little bit like, hey, man, we'll see what you can do.
They got some good Western League players there. Dylan Cousins, Bowen Byram now. Peyton Krebs hasn't figured it out yet, but he's...
Maybe one day he will.
He's a good player. Let's go get Kale Duck. That's Show for Crusaders. Kirby Duck. Okay. Kale Duck in a couple of years. He's coming, folks.
All right. Are they related?
No, but they both played for Fort Saskatchewan, which is crazy.
Weird coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue along with the show. I think we've checked a lot of boxes here. Sports Closet Studio, Douglas Mattress Moment of the Game, Service Credit Union Scoring Summary, Star Mechanical, Sherwood Ford Giant Question. Find them online, sherwoodford.ca.
Wendy's.
Oh, you want to do? Oh, okay. Do we have the picture of what Wendy's is doing on their TikTok, AB? No, do we not have the nugget? Yes, give me the nuggie. I need to see the nuggie. No, not Ryan Nugent Hopkins. We're talking about this bad boy. It's the nuggie. What two words does that combine? It's like a chicken nugget.
And a snuggie.
Yeah, I don't know if we can say snuggie. I don't know. It's a nuggie.
That's what it is.
It's a nuggie. And they're giving it away. Here's how you can win it. Follow at Wendy's Canada on TikTok and check in daily at 3:49 Eastern time from March 11th to 15th. So only got two more days to do this thing. Check in on their TikTok, 3:49 Eastern. And then go grab a six pack of nuggets for $3.49. Get it? Terms and conditions apply. This is happening on their TikTok at Wendy's Canada. You have a chance to snuggle right into that nuggie. That looks super comfy and it's objectively hilarious. Look at that. You wouldn't want to cut. There's a pouch on the front for your nuggets, dude.
I can see that. It is quite an incredible piece of work.
It's got a hood on it. Unreal.
Cozy.
What's TikTok, says Davin? It's an app. Go to Wendy's Canada. You can win the nuggie.
I only watch YouTube shorts on the Oilers Nation YouTube.
And but I only
you can too.
shout out to our friends at Wendy's in the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. $3.49 nuggets. You can be a winner at lunchtime by downloading the Wendy's app or by trying to win some free prizes at the Daily Faceoff Survivor game. Let's get to the menu for our friends at DoorDash. 25% off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Dash that for the win. Restaurants, groceries, and more delivered right to your door with DoorDash. New episode of Real Life dropping this afternoon.
That is true.
That'll be fun.
That'll be a good show.
That's it.
No, there's a Daily Faceoff fantasy show going on the
YouTube. Fantasy Hockey
1 o'clock right after this. You can catch that. That's probably it.
Yep. Someone says, I think you could put a beer in that pouch. Hey, I'm not here to tell you what you can or cannot do.
Somebody in the chat was asking, what if we traded Draisaitl? What I would say to that is we would never, ever find a value.
Yeah, there's just no way. And especially, like, I mean, the only way you could get close to 75 cents on the dollar in that trade is if you went to a team that he's going, I'm extending with them. Yeah. And the extension has to be done beforehand. It's very complicated, and I don't see the Oilers wanting to go down that path.
It would never work.
Yeah.
Drive for Matthews, not worth it for us.
New episode of Wanye's World, says Luke. That is correct. That is Christopher true. Palmer, who do we get on Real Life today? Myself, Bag Milk, Wanye, no Chalmers, and Jay's in Copenhagen.
I don't think he is anymore.
Is he on his way back? Oh, he was there for like 48 hours.
I saw him. It looked like he was in Amsterdam. He might be just bouncing around.
No.
While you're over there. Look at his Instagram story.
7 hours ago, he was at the Better Collective headquarters.
Okay, then what's his next picture?
A picture of a street?
What's the next? Maybe it is.
You're looking at this one?
Yeah, that looks like Amsterdam.
Yeah, maybe, but that could be Copenhagen, too.
I've never been. I would love to go.
Me, too. Yeah. Well, one day we'll get Jay back on the show.
One day. Hopefully he takes us to Copenhagen.
That would be fun. I'm pissed the NHL didn't do the Global Series or put the Oilers in the Global Series.
Who are the teams going again?
Who cares?
Because
Minnesota.
If I'm not mistaken, none of those teams have German players.
JJ Paterka?
Is he on one of those?
I think the Sabres are in it, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. My friends in England who watch the game all the time were excited about this Global Series because I led them to believe that Leon Draisaitl.
I had led a lot of people to believe. Okay, so they're going to three cities. Dallas, Florida. Buffalo, JJ Paterka.
Finland, Germany, and Czechia.
Yeah, so Andre Palat, Miro Heiskanen, JJ Paterka, and Alexander Barkov.
What a joke. Like, how on God's green earth do we have an advertisement poster that has Miro Heiskanen, Barkov, Palat, and JJ Paterka?
I think that's JJ
Paterka. I'm assuming. I honestly don't. I could not.
Should be Edmonton and Ottawa, said Bring Cassian home. Yeah, this graphic looks better with Stutzla and Draisaitl on it.
Or just one of them. Not Paterka.
And then we could have done a nation vacation to Germany. Now our dreams are ruined.
Who's a big Czechia player? I guess Palat is probably a notable name. Oh, David Pastrnak.
Who?
Anyone heard of that guy?
Nope.
Bobby Gill?
We're going late. We should wrap up.
I could go on for weeks about this damn league.
You hate the NHL. Don't worry. The NHL's 34th team's coming.
I would not be shocked. They'll probably just keep going until they have no players to play. Well, it'll be six forwards and four defensemen. Because we have no talent.
Convert the league to 3-on-3. we'll be back tomorrow. If you have any ideas for who you'd like to see on the show as a guest, let us know. We should probably get a guest tomorrow.
Evidently, we have struggled this week.
Yeah, we only had Wino.
He was great.
We were close on a couple. Sometimes
we're chasing.
All right, that is a wrap on today's edition of the show. Shout out to all of our sponsors and partners for helping us get through this show today. Shout out to you in the Charm Diamond Centers YouTube chat. Check them out online, charmdiamondcenters.com, home of the Masterpiece program. You can get a custom ring built and delivered in less than 4 weeks with Charm Diamond Centers, home of the Pro Pose. Boom. Have a good Thursday, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday edition of the program. Chat with you then.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.